Hey, welcome and join your blended family for another fun Friday.
It's Friday.
It's, you know.
I love how my knees pop.
That's what happens. You start getting older.
And you're 40. I forgot that I was 40, but.
That's where the thing comes from. Pop lock.
Pop, you hear that?
Yeah, so it's just, yeah.
I have a knee popping issue, though. In general, my knees pop on a regular.
Just so that y'all know that now.
Yeah.
We wanted to make sure.
Don't cut that out, Randall. Don't cut it out.
Oh, that's in it. That's in it to win it. So everyone knows now about the popping. But you know what else?
Yeah, let's get started.
You know what else is in the air?
Spring.
Spring is in the air.
Spring is in the air.
Spring is in the air. And that's what this episode's about, is something that you can do in the springtime that's really fun, that you're going to have a fun Friday with. So y'all stay tuned. It's going to be a good episode. Hey, what's up, B-Fam? Randall and Scarlett here. Welcome to Enjoying Your Blended Family podcast.
This podcast is all about helping blended families strengthen relationships with their spouse and kids while growing their relationship with God, with new episodes every Monday and Friday.
Now, Monday mornings, we take one hot topic that seems to be a common issue in blended families. We end each episode with practical tools and tips that you can start using in your own family to create those stronger bonds.
And every Friday, we bring a little excitement to help jumpstart your weekend by providing fun ideas that you can use in your marriage and with your kids. Or hey, maybe it even just stirs up some other fun ideas to do with your family.
But the most important thing is, don't forget to enjoy the moment. Life is not just about the destination, it's about the journey. Now let's get started with today's episode.
All right, so like Randall said, spring is in the air and we're looking for new activities. Actually, we've been like biting at the chomps, waiting.
Biting at the chomps.
Ain't that the saying?
I think, maybe.
I don't know.
Chomping at the bits.
Biting at the chomps. Oh, maybe I mixed it up. But what the purpose is, why I say that, so you can figure out what I was talking about, is like we've been waiting for the weather to be right so that we can get outside and we can do the outdoor activities that we love to do. And so today we're going to be talking about going to the park. Some park time.
Park time.
Every time he says park time.
Excellent. Woo, 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 woo.
I was singing that right beforehand too. But every time it says park time, I keep thinking he's saying part time.
Part time.
So not, it's not part, it's park. P-A-R-K. So we are getting outdoors.
And it's not parquet, it's park.
Oh, like parkour?
Parquet.
Oh, parquet.
Parquet.
Oh, like why in Spanish?
No, I was just being dumb.
No, that's porquet.
Never mind.
But it's about going to the park, friends. It's about going to the park. But there's really so many things that you could do.
There really is. The cool thing, though, is it gets you outside. Yeah. Especially winter, most of the time we're trapped in the house for long periods of time. It's just too cold. Nobody wants to be out in that.
And that's why you're biting at the chomps.
That's why you're chomping the bits.
Chomping at the bits.
But you're ready to get outside, get some fresh air, smell the air. Unless you're in a big city and you take a big breath of exhaust, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about
big cities. Because I did not know this until our daughter went to go live in Houston.
True.
I did not realize how many beautiful parks are hidden in our big cities. You can be like in like this, what's it called? The cement something, like
concrete paradise.
Concrete paradise. Isn't that what you call like cities?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can be like, and then you turn, take a right and take a left because you're following your GPS and it's telling you to take a right and take a left. And you're like, how is there a park here? And then all of a sudden, you are pulling into the most beautiful scene you ever saw.
It makes me think of like New York, how they have that structure to where you got Central Park. And it's so big,
right there in
the center of Manhattan. And yeah, just, they're everywhere.
But they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. Parks are everywhere. Beware of them parks.
For the most part, they're free. I mean, there may be some out there like national state parks and stuff you might have to pay to get in. But for our little local parks, they're free.
And every city just about is going to have a park. But it is cool. So you get to get outside. You get the fresh air. It doesn't cost anything, but you get to go have some fun. And there's unlimited amount of possibilities of things you can do at a park. So how powerful is that for us to be able to do something free, get outside, something that's close to us, and just go enjoy it.
Yeah, and I think it seems like, duh, Randall and Scarlett, park, that's not a new idea. But I think we get removed from, especially when you have little kids, you think about going to the park and just playing on the playground, and you might have done that for a long time. We don't really think about all the other things there are to do outside of just going and doing the playground, but there is so much.
There's so much, and we're going to get into a few of the things, and some of these things you probably never thought about that you can do. So it's really cool. We'll get into that in a moment, but we went to go visit my stepmother, and we went up to New Braunfels is where she's at. And there's been a few times that we would go over to the park. She lives really close to a park that they had built, and that park is so cool. It really does have a lot of fun things to do, but it was just something fun for us to get out of the house and walk around and experience something new. So even if you're in a new place, it's fun to go check out some other parks. This park was really cool because it had a butterfly flowered area to where when you walk in to, they had it zoned off and everything, but you walk in, there's butterflies everywhere.
Yeah, you walk in and they're actually flying around you. It's so beautiful. When we go over there, our nieces are usually there and we're visiting them. So taking them to the park and you get to experience the little kid stuff. They even have this whole and I'm a teacher, okay? So this stuff just lights my fire. But there's a sand pit, and as they're digging in the sand pit, you're finding dinosaur fossils.
It was real cool. We were down there and we had Leyland with us, and we started digging in the sand, and we discovered the fossils that were in there, real dinosaurs.
Real.
We were explorers, and we started getting out. We're like, hey, you got a brush. I mean, we're getting down, brushing the teeth, and getting them all exposed.
And they're life size.
They're big.
Dinosaur fossils.
These are big, and it was cool. I mean, we were exploring. We were explorers, y'all, and we became the archaeologist in that sandbox. Yeah. For a short period of time.
And that's just yet another small thing at this park. They also have this whole water splash pad that you can do, or this huge bucket, as if you were at Slitterbahn or something, which is a water park in that area, that dumps water on you.
So many fun things. We really enjoyed it. We've been back several times. And recently we went back and it was just us adults. So we went to this other park that they had. And they had some really cool trails, rocks, and it was just really cool. So we walked that for a little bit and just really enjoyed it, just spending time with the family.
I love going hiking, and that's something that, we were all sitting around on the couch trying to figure out, what are we going to do? Because all the little ones were going somewhere else, and so it was just us adults and, young adults. Of our children. So we're like, what are we gonna do? And we were coming up with all these ideas, and so my mother-in-law had thrown that out there, and we're like, yeah, sure, let's go check it out. And we ended up a good hour or so just this hike in there and just enjoying nature. So again, Randall's saying, there's just all the parks. I feel even just in our hometown, we have a handful of parks, if not more. Every single one of them has something unique to them. So going and finding the different parks and exploring what is it that's special to this park, and then partaking in that a little bit.
Partaking. Love that. But it's something you can do with your whole family. It's something you can do as a couple, something you can take your whole family to do. So when you're looking for activities, and even if you're on a budget or if you're not, maybe you got a lot of money, but this is something that's just fun. It's fun to be able to do together. And there's a little bit of something for everybody at a park. So just kind of breaking it down, a lot of things that we have seen that you can do. Before I get into that, I know I'm sidetracking just a little bit, but I was just thinking that even as a family, whenever you're going to a park, maybe you and your son are breaking off and going and doing this, or maybe you and your daughter are breaking off and going and doing this, but you're all going to the same place and kind of sharing each other's interest. Kind of, we've been talking a little bit on common interest, but you can connect in those ways. So maybe you and your son enjoy basketball. Most parks have little basketball courts to where, hey, let's all go to the park. Can you bring a basketball with you? And then maybe, you know, some of y'all break off and go do that while others do something else. Go pick flowers, walk the trails or something of that. So, you know, that's some of the things that you can do. You can do it together. You can do it kind of separately, but still together. So there's all different kinds of fun things that you can do at parks for all ages. Like we said, even as adults, we went to a park and we had a great time.
Yeah, really, one of our kids, her boyfriend was with her, and I mean, they're 20 something.
Yeah.
He had a remote control car that he keeps in his car. And he pulled that out, and he was, you know, riding that around. So it really is for all.
And then it
ages.
Broke down, and it. But
I wasn't gonna call him out.
But it broke down before we got on the big trail. So that was kind of a good thing. So he didn't have to lug it around. But he was kind of sad because the trail we were on, like we said, was real rocky. And being able to take that remote control car on all the rocks, because this had like big tires and like it was going upstairs. I mean, it is crazy, but. But yeah, so that was.
But like, that's just yet another idea or possibility of, you know, those Christmas presents that you bought for your kids that they've been begging you to get out in the front with their remote control cars and using them, like take it to the park with you.
Hey, we'll be back momentarily. Check out this announcement.
Hey, B-Fam, if you're looking for some fun, out-of-the-box date night ideas, you've got to check out the Adventure Challenge. They have books for couples, family, friends, and even solo adventures. So get one for you and your family, or they make a great gift idea.
Yeah, we really enjoy their products and just all the out-of-the-box things. So we decided to become affiliates with them just to share their products with you. We have an affiliate link that you can use below. So at checkout, use the promo code ENJOYTHEMOMENT for 10% off of your total purchase. This is just another way for you to be able to enjoy the moment. So back to our episode. See, like one thing we messed up on, one Christmas, our kids had gotten this little remote control helicopter thing, and we took it outside in our neighborhood, and it flew up, and we never saw it again. So
it
that
kept
was really
flying
cool.
And flying. We're like, make it come back, make it come back, make it come back. And we never found that helicopter.
We couldn't
again.
See it because there's so many houses, and it was gone. Mm-hmm. If we had taken it to a park, wouldn't have happened.
Wide open spaces.
There are so many things that you can do at parks. It really is endless. Just to name a few, there is the playground. So if your kids are little, you got the playground things, right? And those are always fun. I remember as a kid going there and loving doing stuff like that. And then it gives parents a time just to go sit back and watch them. So, yeah. You know,
and I mean, even the playgrounds at each of the different parks, like you have some that have like more of the newer things. Like there's this one that me and my niece will ride on and we're like rocking back and forth in the swing, but we're looking at each other and like we're just laughing and stuff. But then you have some parks where they take it back like in the olden days and they're making their playground equipment out of tires and open logs and stuff. So just all kinds of cool
playgrounds. I need an American Ninja Park. That's what we need. That way you can go and you can do all the... You know,
that's like one of the parks were like that.
Oh,
it was
see?
Just on a.
That's the park I need to go to.
It was just
in
a miniature level.
I want to be an American Ninja just for a minute.
Just a minute.
Just a minute. Just to go try it and okay. Do it.
But back to the things that
so
you
So if
do.
You ever see me on one of those little monkey bars, I'm just practicing.
I'm
trying out
up,
for the American Ninja thing. But
usually all the parks also have some sort of sporting area. They have basketball. They have tennis. They have volleyball.
Sand volleyball.
Yeah, sand volleyball. Sometimes they have horseshoe pits.
Tetherball.
Like, that's a lot of fun to play horseshoes.
There's all kinds of things. So, you know, it fits the sports people. Then you got the trails. The trails, like we have a park here that really goes back in the trails to where you can go for a good run. You can take your bike out there on it or just go for a walk. So there's a lot of those as well. So there's things for that. Some are by water, so you can go fishing. Yeah. You can take your kids fishing, or you can go throw a pole in the water and try not to catch a fish.
Or even crabbing. I love going to parks and go crabbing.
There you go. You can go catch a crab.
Or two, or three.
Picnics. Picnics are really good. You can go out there and do picnics. Maybe you've never done a picnic at the park. A lot of them will even have like little grills that you can go use are there. So you can go there, grill you some hot dogs or hamburgers, something like that, or take
or
you
new
some
age
sandwiches.
Picnics, you just drive through Chick-fil-A or
that is true. Go pick you up something and go eat
take
at the
that
park.
Food to the park, or you can make your own sandwiches and everything at home.
Like we have a park here, another park. We have several parks, but one park, you can go and feed the ducks. So that's always fun to go get.
Just beware, because the ducks know that the humans are coming to feed them, so they will chase after you.
And when you just see two or three ducks and you start feeding them, all of a sudden you will be surrounded by hundreds. And it's like, where did you come from? It's like they were all like crouched down behind trees and stuff.
But
hey,
that
got them.
That was our kids, like some of their favorite memories younger, to where they still do that now. Like our son, they're fixing to do a baby reveal, and he wants to do the baby reveal at Shy Pond because it's just one of his fond memories, and he loves going there because you feed the ducks. And he's 22.
He's 22. So. That's one thing that we've done before, and I enjoy that. Going in, just grabbing some food and going and sitting at a park and eating it. That's just some fun moments, some fun things you can do. Taking your bikes, going for bike rides. One park we have has Frisbee golf. If you've never tried that, that's fun. That is a fun thing.
I have not yet. It is on my bucket list.
Now, let me tell you, Frisbee golf, you can be expensive. You can go out and buy all the Frisbees that you need for it. It's kind of like buying a golf set. You can do all that, or you can go buy a cheap Dollar Tree Frisbee and go in and having fun with that as well. It's more challenging, but
I did see, though, you can get a Frisbee golf kit, because I looked into it, for like $20.
So you can do that too.
It's not that bad.
But Frisbee golf is fun. And then you can fly kites. Go buy you a dollar kite or something and see how long you can make it last.
Nothing says spring more than flying a cheap kite that gets stuck in the tree, and you're trying to pull it down without ripping it so that your kid does not end up
crying. Let's go fly a kite. Crap, it's in the tree.
So again, find some wide open
space. There really are endless possibilities at parks. There's something for everybody. Soccer. If you enjoy soccer, you don't even have to have goals. You can just get out there with a ball and go kick it back and forth. So many things, so many different ideas, but what a fun springtime thing to do. Go to a park, go enjoy life. There's actually a scientific studies that show how much our bodies thrive on being outside, how much we need that outside, just the nutrients from the sun, the enjoyment from the earth. We need that. So often we're cramped up in our homes, day in, day out, so much, or at work, inside spaces. We need to be able to get out and enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah, it's like one of the top five things to do if you struggle with anxiety, depression, just stress in general, or autoimmune, like any of those things, that if you talk to a professional, like, they want you to get outside, get outdoors, and just get some fresh air, and it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, good stuff. So go enjoy a park with your family. Put that into your Friday's repertoire. I mean, we come and we give so many, I don't know why I said repertoire,
maybe because you just gave scientific proof, and so like you
were fancy. So I felt like I needed a big word.
Yeah.
So I threw that one out there, but just add that to your bucket, right? Of things that you can do on your dates as things with your family. Don't forget that one. Sometimes we think that is such an easy one that we forget it. And we forget all the possibilities that there are, or maybe we get stuck just in doing one thing at a park. Do something different. Maybe if you always go there and you do this, go try something else. Or go to a different park. Like I said, we're in a city that isn't real big. I mean, it's a decent size, but we've got at least three parks within, you know, a very short drive. So they're everywhere.
Yeah, and even just making, and this is something that, like, I love doing with the kids too, when we have to drive, because our, like, big doctors and stuff, big doctor, not that big, but we live near Houston, which is, like, when we go to the doctor, some of them are, like, an hour away. And so a day that I'm going to have to take the kids out of school, my kids are grown now, but when I did have to take the kids out of school and we were going up to Houston for these doctor's appointments, even now, when me and the girls, we have an appointment in Houston, we plan a day around it of what park are we going to go visit, and we go right there to the doctor, and then we go over to the park and hang out and check out what's new there. So even just things like that, which would be like a kind of a boring thing, or, you know, like you tell your kids when you're going to the doctor, getting a shot, like, I'll get you ice cream. Maybe change it up a little bit and like, hey, well, we'll go to the park afterwards.
So. Yeah, good stuff, good ideas. Enjoy it. Go to a park. Go find a park. Use that. Do it. Get outside. Soak up some sun.
Soak up the sun.
We'll leave you with that one. There you go.
That's Sheryl Crow, in case you were wondering.
There you go. Listen, we love you guys. Go to a park, go enjoy, and have fun with your family. We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye. Hey, thanks for joining us for another fun Friday here at Enjoying Your Blended Family. All the links we talked about today are in the show notes. And if you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe because it's free and it lets you know when we have another episode out for you to listen to.
And if you don't mind helping us out so we can start reaching more people, leave us a rating and review. You never know when we'll give you a shout out. Until next time, have fun being intentional and remember to enjoy the moment.